Roger Gale, Breeze Martin, and Nancy Travis search the British Columbia wilderness in an effort to find Nancy's missing uncle, Thad Travis. Crash landing, they find themselves in a mysterious lost valley and are captured by a wild tribe of Indians. Escaping, they wend their way up a treacherous river to dangerous waterfalls. Aware the Indians are close on their heels, Roger and Breeze hold them off while Nancy and her uncle flee to safety via the hidden passageway behind the falls. Roger and Breeze, under cover of a thunderstorm, start their way up the perilous passageway, but are trapped by the wily Indian Iwad. Fate deals a hand for Roger and Breeze as the Indian suddenly loses his footing on the slippery ledge, and an eerie scream rings out across the cliffs. Let's listen.
Golly, Breeze, he plunged straight down.
Well, that happened so fast, Roger, I didn't have a chance to do any more than yell at you.
Rock slide, huh?
Yeah. Well, I guess we'd better get moving again and quick.
Yeah, as soon as those Indians below get over the big surprise of finding Ewad's body, they're likely to start up this passageway.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt that. I guess we better light out. We better keep to the right passage this time.
Uh-huh. We may not have another chance.
Let's go.
Right. Watch that ledge where Ewad slipped.
Don't worry about that. Most of that ledge is crumpled. I think it'll hold our weight, though, one at a time.
You okay, Breeze?
Yeah, I'll go on up here now. Careful.
Check.
All right, here you go. There you are.
There. Thanks for the hand. Oh, boy, Chuck, go on.
Yeah, we're almost to the ledge where Ewad found us. I got a hunch then things will be easier from then on.
Oh, golly. I hope those Indians don't take out after us. This passageway means slow and easy going.
Yeah, after watching those rocks slide off from under Ewad's feet, got a pretty good idea how slow and careful we gotta go.
Well, let's shove off.
Okay, let's go.
How about a breather?
That's a good idea. We don't want to get too winded. We'll never make it to the top if we do.
Yeah.
Say, it's getting light. Look over there. You can see that sort of zigzag stairs that lead straight up.
Yeah. And all of them slick as ice with the spray from the falls washing against them constantly.
I don't see anything down below. Well, that's one thing we can be thankful for, I guess. These ledges jut out far enough to hide us from anyone just below us.
Yeah. But I still don't like the idea of anyone following us up here.
Don't worry about that. We got enough head start on them. Even if the engines do decide to follow us, I feel sure we'll make it to the top safe, all right.
Oh, good. Well, let's give it another try.
Okay, let's go.
Hey, I don't like the looks of this.
I see what you mean. These confounded ledges are so slick you can't even hold on to them.
Yeah, it's a miracle to me that Nancy and Mr. Travis made it to the top safely.
That took some tough going, all right. Plenty of luck riding herd on them.
Well, let's hope their luck's riding with us. Here. There you are, Breeze. There. Nice going, Breeze.
Oh, that's great. Well, now we're at the same place where we first saw Ewan. And I think this time we're going to follow that ledge.
Right.
Careful now. I feel sure this is the right passageway.
Just around the corner. Careful. Brother, Breeze, take a look.
Oh, thunderation. That's a sheer drop. Nothing but basalt cliffs. Now, this can't be, Roger.
Oh, there must be a way. How did Ewad get here? He would have had to come from this direction, or only how?
Oh, I can't figure it either. Ewad got here somehow, but there's no way except on this ledge we just came around.
Well, it's like we're stymied again. No way to go except retrace our steps again.
Thunderation. Dad Travis said this passageway was easy to follow, remember?
Yeah, easy for mountain goats to follow.
Maybe Ewad slipped up behind us and climbed up to this ledge above us there and waited till we showed up.
It was dark enough, I'll admit, but... Oh, but golly, Breeze, we'd have seen him sure, or heard him anyway.
I guess so. Well, there's no way up, no way down. Guess we'll just have to go back.
Yeah, but When we go back, then what? We took that passageway before, and it ends the same way.
That beats me, Roger. I wish we'd have had Travis draw us up a map.
I don't get it. How did Ewok get up here? Did Nancy and Thad Travis take this pathway?
Well, there's no other pathway to take.
Well, let's turn around and go back along this ledge. Keep your eyes open. Maybe we missed an opening along the ledge somewhere.
I don't think so. Light enough now, we couldn't have missed another passageway.
Just the same, I'm going to search every crack and crevice in this cliff.
Okay, let's go.
Freeze! Freeze, look here!
What is it, Roger?
Watch it, don't slip off!
Okay.
Come here!
Okay. Hey, what in thunder? That looks like a...
It is! A piece of cloth from Nancy's jacket. Stuck here in this crack in the cliff.
By thunder, you're right. What does this mean, though?
Well, a signal of some sort.
Say, that's a huge crack, all right. Look, it runs clear up there to the top of the cliff above us.
Slick basalt cliff, too. No way to climb up it, but... Well, what was Nancy trying to tell us?
Hey, Roger. Look. This crack in the cliff looks deep. Say...
Jeepers, Breeze, the cliff, it moved.
Moved? Are you sure?
Yeah, it moved. I'd swear to it. When you leaned your weight against it.
Well, in that case, I'll move some more weight against it. Here we go now.
Great! Jumping catfish!
By golly, Roger, this cliff does move.
Yeah, like a door. A doorway in these basalt cliffs. Great Scott!
That's as far as you'll go, Roger.
That's far enough, Breeze. Hey, look. Room enough for a man to slide through it.
Hey, that's the answer. Slip through there, Roger, quick.
Right.
Easy now. Watch your step. You okay in there?
Come on, Breeze. Come on, quick. And be prepared for the surprise of your life.
Okay, Roger. I'm coming. Great Scott. A cave, an underground cave that leads straight up.
Oh, brother. Breeze, thanks to Nancy, we found a way out of here at last.
Yeah, but how in thunder did Ewad get on that ledge?
I've got it. Ewad followed close behind us till we turned off on the ledge and went the wrong way. He knew we'd have to turn back, so we calmly waited here by this doorway till we came back.
Yeah, that's right. He knew we'd have to retrace our steps. So he stood here with a crack in the cliff, knowing that was concealing the only way out.
Sure. And then when we did retrace our steps, here he was waiting for us to make sure we didn't discover the crack in the cliff.
Well, I'll be a hornswoggled
jeepers, Breeze, we found it. Oh, brother.
And I'll bet a plug nickel this underground cave leads straight up and out of this valley.
Oh, gosh, I hope so. It just must be the way out.
Come on, Roger, let's make tracks out of here.
Now, we better push this rock door back in place. Doubt if any of the Indians know the secret of the cliff door.
Yeah, that's a good idea, and I'll bet you're right, too. Ewad didn't want to take any chances of anyone discovering this movable rock door.
All right. I'll bet he kept it to himself.
Okay, let's shove her back in place. There.
There she goes. Right back in place.
Yeah, it shuts off all the light, though. Dark as pitch in here.
Yeah. But now we know we're on the right track, so let's go.
Right with you, Roger.
Oh, man, it's dark in here.
Yeah, it sure is.
You know, I was thinking about Nancy. I bet this cave was mighty scary.
I bet she took it like a little trooper, though.
Uh-huh. Bet she raised the dickens when Mr. Travis insisted they go on without him.
Well, I'm mighty glad they went on, Roger. We'd have never made it otherwise.
Yeah. I'm mighty grateful to her for leaving that piece of her jacket caught in the cliff wall.
Oh, boy. It's a good thing this cave is narrow.
And no chance to get lost. Just keep going uphill. I wonder where it comes out.
Well, I haven't the faintest idea, but we know we're on the right track at last, Roger.
Freeze.
Huh?
You don't believe what Ewad said about, well, that is, the weather.
No, that's some more of that Indian medicine man's wild imagining.
Yeah, but if a bad snowstorm did hit,
Thad, Travis, and Nancy would have had a rough go of it.
You forget one thing, Roger. Thad Travis has hunted and trapped in this country for years. He knows how to live in a northern blizzard. He's cagey. He could grub a living from the land in any kind of weather.
Yeah, I guess you're right, but I can't help but think of what Ewart said, though.
I feel sure, Roger, that they got out all right. If I know the old trapper, Scooty Brown, he's already scouting that ground thoroughly from Whitewater to Laird, looking for all of it.
I hope so. I hope he found Nancy and Thad Travis, too.
Hey, you know, it's growing light in this cave.
Hey, by golly, you're right, Breeze. It is getting a little bit lighter.
Hey, that's good. That means one thing. We're almost there, Roger.
Yeah, almost.
Oh, brother. The light of day's gonna look good to me.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Oh, man, we've been following this dark cave passage for years, it seems to me.
Look, Roger, daylight. Straight ahead.
Hey, come on, quick. We're almost there. Oh, Breeze, we're out at last.
Oh, brother, sweet air.
Oh, we made it, Breeze. We made it.
Look at that sweep of good old land. Far as your eye can see, Roger.
Hey, it's cold out here, too.
Yeah, it sure is. Hey, what do you know?
Uh-oh. Those gray skies overhead really mean trouble.
Yeah, we better start hiking, Roger. We're in for a snowstorm.
And us with no provisions, no ammunition. Just the clothes on our backs.
Yeah, we better hurry. I don't know what direction to take, but let's try this way.
All right. And we better find civilization soon. Or Breeze, Ewart's prophecy will come true.
Can the two live through an Arctic snowstorm without suitable provisions or clothing? Tune in for the next thrilling episode of In the Air with Roger Gale.